Over a century of helping farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's very much important for us to get accurate information and get it out there in a hurry.
Bob Hayes says farming practices today have changed quite a bit since the West Tennessee Research and Education Center first opened in 1907, but their commitment to share the research is not.
You know, in the old days, even when I first started here 35 years ago, you know, a variety would last forever. You know, I mean, 10, 20 years wouldn't. Now, varieties change about every 2 to 3 years almost. And people, you know, it's so important that you have those high-yielding varieties in order in the economy, because you got to stay up with those. And so it's very much important for us to get accurate information and get it out there in a hurry.
Bob Hayes is the director of the West Tennessee Research and Education Center in Jackson, and he says 100 years ago, their research there was more focused on the individual farmer raising feed to provide for their livestock, and there was also a lot of emphasis on dairy, and cotton has always been a crop the center has focused on.
In those early days, the emphasis was primarily on individual farms and farm families, trying to get them not only to be self-sufficient for themselves, but then produce things to sell that would be of economic value and create an agricultural economy in this territory.
Today, the Research Center is still providing a lot of information for farmers through their trial work on GMO crops, insect control, and weed resistance.
We provide educational outreach, blogs. You know, it's changed a lot. But I think they know that if they get it from a University of Tennessee Ag Research and Education Center, that's going to be more reliable than many other sources that are out there.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.